And we're with Scott Tickey from Bald Hill Dam, and I understand a vehicle went through the ice. Tell us what happened today, Scott.
So we had a vehicle go through the ice this morning. He was driving down south of the Ashtabula Crossing on the road they've had plowed. They've been fishing off it all winter long, and he was driving out to go fishing like he's done in the past and ended up going through the ice. And so the ice was 20 inches, and all of a sudden 4 inches where he went through. And this is what's kind of happening with the ice right now as we get later in the season here. The ice is getting thinner. It's a little inconsistent. All that warm weather we've had the last couple of weeks has been taking its toll. Well, the individual went through. He got out safely. The vehicle is still in the ice. They'll be recovering that probably this next week. But we would like to put out an advisory to other fishermen. I think most parts of the ice is safe to walk on to fish, but it's really inconsistent, and we would like to kind of advise people to probably not drive out to fish right now. So if you want to walk out and fish, I think that's great. But driving out to fish is probably something you might want to rethink. And use extreme caution when you do go out there, because ice conditions are rapidly changing as we approach our spring melt.
There's that report from Scott Tickey from Bald Hill Dam here on KOVC.